Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Welcome back. That's the theme, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Cliff Finico about people who need the money. And they'll do almost anything to get it. They need to borrow money. They want investors. And we're talking about crowdfunding specifically. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Cliff's giving us a little peek into his upcoming book. Give us the title of the book again, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Crowdfunding Handbook, and it's already available for pre-order.
All right.
It's going to be released in late April.
All right.
That's when it's going to come out, which is good, right before the regs become effective. That's the battle plan. It's
right.
To be one of the first books in print on this.
All right, so
it's a how-to book. I'm not just talking about the regs and what they say.
Right.
I'm actually telling people, if you're going to do it, here are the tips. Here's the right things to do if you're going to be doing this. You know, find the right portal. Be careful
now,
how much you're raising.
Is your book going to be just about the third option, or is it going to be about all three options?
It's going to be, it's really going to be mostly about the third option.
About the equity investing.
Right, the equity investing, and there's two parts to that. There's the crowdfunding stuff, and then there's what they call Title II, which went into effect about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Which is about raising money from accredited investors.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can go out and use public advertising to raise money from people as long as the only people you accept are what they call accredited investors.
And people you know.
People. You know, people who have a lot of money or a lot of sophistication.
Right.
And that's tricky, too. I've written columns about that one, too. It's not as easy as it sounds. But it is around, and it is getting traction within the venture capital community. There are firms that are doing this, what's called Title II crowdfunding. Basically, the same people who are going to be getting into the new stuff,
right.
Next
right.
year. The point is, it's not as easy as people are going to say it is. It isn't.
Say one thing here on this, folks, and I've said it before. Please believe me. I want you to be successful, but Cliff, I think Cliff will bear me out on this, folks. Most of you right now who are listening to this conversation, most of you are not prospects. You're not valid prospects for the third, what we're calling the third option, the equity funding of crowdfunding. Most of you will not be, even if you could make it happen, you're not a good fit for it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Cliff? Would you agree with that?
I think it all depends on who's out there, to be honest with you. I mean, the bottom line is,
but
we
most small businesses are not because there's a, well, anyway, go ahead.
Right now we're guessing. We don't know. Nobody really knows how this is going to play out and who the people are who are going to be drawn to it. Like I said before, I think companies that have a strong following already on social media and are looking for a way to tap into that to try to raise money, those people could well be candidates. And it doesn't have to be a tech startup. It could be a restaurant or, a building.
Let me follow that thread through. So let's say that I've got a restaurant and I'm in a little bit of a bind. And I'm trying to refurbish my business and clean things up a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. And I take this money in, and I do it, and or maybe I mishandle the money. Maybe I just kind of give myself a raise. The investors can't do anything about that, right?
Well, yeah, well, they.
I mean, there's all kinds of. Anyway, go ahead. There's all.
Well, that's the thing. The one thing that I do stress in the book is that if you're going to do one of these things, make sure the shares that you give people are non-voting. Do not allow them a piece of management.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a piece of the profits. They can have an economic interest in the company, a financial interest, but they should not be able to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'll express their opinion anyway, but you don't want to be in a position where you must do what they tell you to do. You don't want Carl Icahn or somebody like that, an activist group within your investor community. The other thing that I'm also stressing in this book is the need, and this is really addressed to the portals more than to the individual companies, to adopt a lead investor approach. Especially where the crowd is extremely big, you know, appoint two or three people to be the spokespersons for the group so that it's easier for the companies to deal with it. You can deal with two or three people. It's very hard to deal with 100.
Are you talking about a different class of investor?
No, not a different class. Just like, like a class action lawsuit where two or three are the named defendants in the lawsuit. These are the go-to people. If there's a question, if people have issues, they go to that person first, and the communications are filtered through those people. So that way you've only got a handful of people to deal with instead of hundreds or possibly thousands. That's one structure that I'm sure is going to develop as we see what the market.
We shall see. It'll be interesting for you and me to have this conversation
a year from now. Let's schedule this a year from now, and then we'll see.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's Cliff's website. The books are all over Amazon. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job.
And happy holidays, man, to you and all your readers.
You too,
your listeners.
Got to go for this hour. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.